أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتم إن أخذ الله سمعكم وأبصاركم وختم على قلوبكم من إله غير الله يأتيكم به انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله بغتة أو جهرة هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 46 and 47 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about two tests that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts communities through, individuals through. Ya Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Ask them, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see what you would do in akhadha Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes hold of your hearing and your sight, your ears and your eyes. Any individual, if suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, both of it are gone together. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a seal upon the heart that a person cannot understand, a person cannot think, cannot comprehend, cannot use his mind, his brain. All three of these faculties are snatched away by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in one snatching, in one shot. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Then who is the ilah, who is the God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ, that will be able to bring these faculties back to you? That is the question that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asks. And we all would know that put all the medical science together, put all the technologies of the world together, put all the brains of the world together, no single person will be given any form of hearing, any form of sight, any form of the brain coming back into action after it malfunctions, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the entire mankind to think about these faculties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. Is there any other God? Is there any other creator? Is there any other person, any other technology that can give it? If we can understand it in another context, that if a person becomes partially blind and there has to be some kind of transplant, look at the hundreds of thousands of rands that has to be spent just for it, and then a person has to look after. A person has a heart attack, how many hundreds of thousands of rands have to be spent for all the bypasses and all of that? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us all these faculties free of charge, so there is no one else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that has given it. And another very important aspect on the basis of the other ayat of the Quran Sharif, that even after we commit sins, even after we break the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala in His kindness has never taken away these faculties from us. That is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unzur kayfa nusarrifu al-ayat thumma hum yasdifun. Now insan, look at this, introspect, look at it with a sober heart, a conscious heart. Kayfa nusarrifu al-ayat. Sarrafa yusarrifu tasrif actually means to change, to turn. But time and time again, we are bringing forth to you our signs, our verses. And this is going on and on. In different ways, Allah Ta'ala revealed ayats of the Quran. In different ways, Allah Ta'ala shows us different signs. But what is the attitude of man? ثُمَّ هُمْ يَزْدِفُونَ. Then man turns away from the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person goes through a little bit of difficulty, he will beseech Allah Ta'ala, and then what we do after that? When things come right,
we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again. Again, things go wrong, there's a hiccup in our lives. Again, we beseech Allah ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala puts everything in order, things are going smooth again, we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is insan, that is how we prone to forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires. Allah ta'ala wants us to continuously remember Allah. So first Allah ta'ala showed us how Allah ta'ala tests. And here Allah ta'ala shows the potential test that we can go through. Make shukr for all the faculties and for all the things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ بَغْتَةً أَوْ جَهْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, what would you do? Show me that if أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ بَغْتَةً, if the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you, it approaches you suddenly, it catches you absolutely off guard, there is an adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَوْ جَهْرَةً. Jahratan means openly. In other words, it comes expectedly, you are expecting it. One is a tsunami that comes across a country unexpectedly. One is we can see that there are the formation of clouds, the wind has started, every sign is showing that there is a calamity over there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. None will be destroyed but the wrongdoers. In these type of adabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these types of difficulties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put them through, yes, we will find that believers also lost their lives, pious also lost their lives in those type of calamities, but for them it was a mere reason, it was a mere excuse to take them from this dunya into the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we should make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the faculties that Allah ta'ala has given us, the conditions of ease and peace that Allah ta'ala has given us. Let us make shukr, turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.